It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Don't miss Big George Foreman, now playing exclusively in theaters. Yeah, I was looking for it on Apple TV yesterday, you know, like on In Demand, trying to search it. No, it's just in theaters. Which is good. I like going to the movie theater. Get your tickets today, rated PG-13. Guys, before we get to Ravens and Lamar Jackson and the five-year deal, we were talking about something in the commercial break that I got to get into. Key, when you see someone falling in the first round, besides the, oh, everyone feels bad for them and it's worse, and his mom's hugging him, Will Levis, and he had said before the draft, hey, if I get invited, I'm definitely going if I'm going to go high up in the first round. I don't want to be the guy waiting around and the camera keeps panning to him, which is exactly what happened and didn't even get taken in the first round. But, Key, how much money does a guy lose as he slides? Like, if he would have gone, forget about second
Millions.
Overall. Let's say he'd have gone fourth overall. What would he have gotten?
Economic suicide when you drop.
Oh, what was it? Fourth overall, how much money Will Levis getting?
Let me see. So Bryce is probably going to get around close to 40. Mm-hmm. And so each pick probably draw, I would say three at two, that's 36, 33. He's about $30
million. Oh.
Fully guaranteed.
Oh, $30 million. You already are done forever, right? Like if anything happens, you're good. And what happens now if he gets picked, say, in the middle of the second round?
It's probably a four-year, $8 million deal.
He's losing 20-plus million.
Oh, it's, yeah, no, he's losing money.
See, to me, the whole embarrassment or this and that, who cares? It's
$20
million.
That's part of the embarrassment,
yeah,
though.
For sure.
But Jay and Max,
yeah,
a guy who's like Will Levis is like a quarterback,
yeah,
he's going to do some deals from a marketing standpoint.
Uh-huh.
That is tied to, he'll get some money up front, but some stuff is tied to it, right? Because when you are typically doing pre-draft deals, you're doing deals that have things based on draft positioning assigned to it. So let's say, for instance, just sort of ballpark number, let's just do it this way. His trading card deal may be several hundred thousand, right? Just normal, because he's a quarterback, $700,000. But if he goes in the top five, he gets, instead of $20 a signature, it's $50 a signature.
Oh, that's such an economic hit. Well, you feel good for Anthony Richardson, by the way. He went fourth overall. He gets that $30 million. But Levis, whew.
Yeah,
meantime, you know who's got a lot more than $30 million? Who went
face.
At the very end of the first round and then had to wait to get paid?
LeBron!
5 years, $185 million, fully guaranteed. Jay, you think Lamar needed an agent?
No, not when it's all said and done. Could it have expedited the process? Could it have potentially been smoother? Yes, but at the end of the day, what is it, second or third largest guarantee in the NFL right now behind Deshaun Watson?
What would an agent get, like 2%, something like that, or a flat fee of something?
I mean, it depends on who the agent is. You can negotiate that down. I mean, Keno's – I've seen it on the NBA side where it's like, look, I can negotiate you down because I know that I'm the biggest name that you have on your client roster. So I'm helping you get other names. So it depends upon who that person is.
But you got to figure if he's coming
– I'm with you, Max, but I am a strong believer you get what you pay for. So when you pay somebody – a value for their services, you typically get what you your services.
I agree with that.
But if you decide, oh, I'm a cheapskate, I'm going to get you, I'm going to, I want to give you half a point. you're going to get a half a point worth of damn work.
Particularly if you're talking about a representative who has multiple clients, some of whom are up for similar jobs.
And they're not even thinking about you.
He'll be more incentivized,
yes,
the representative, to represent your interests when he's getting a bigger cut of the pie.
Look, Lamar saved some money, okay? He saved some money. But he wanted to do this by himself with his mother and his family and his close confidant because that's what he wanted to do. Everybody can't do that. So just because Lamar did it doesn't mean that the next person can go and do it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, and that doesn't mean that they all of a sudden, because a sports agent does more for you, or they should do more for you than just your contract. And what I mean by that is teach you life. Okay, because if you hiring somebody just to do your contract, because I'm not hiring somebody, I never hired my agent just to do my contract. I hired my agent to teach me life as a young man growing up in Los Angeles. It's just a different approach. And some people would just prefer, just do my deal and I don't want you to do anything else. No, I want to learn business. I want to learn this. I want to be able to meet that person and this person. And when my career is over, I want to be able to walk from the field into something that was, I positioned myself early in my career with the help of that individual. So every agent is different.
I'm with you. I mean,
they are different.
Yeah. I mean, it also depends at certain junctures of your life, though, where you're at with things, right?
Yep.
I mean, so if you're an older player, if you have a sense of how the league works, you have relationships, you've been invested or involved in your businesses, maybe not as much. It could be more of a transactional relationship, but still, I would say for any athlete, Key, the biggest challenge for a lot of people is, are you making decisions based upon who is the most competent, or are you making decisions based upon the proximity that they've had in your life, right? Like, because for a lot of guys, you come into money, you only trust the people that have been around you the longest. That doesn't necessarily equate to them being the most competent, Max. So, once again, different strokes at different time periods. You know what I mean?
It's easy for me to represent Jay Will, though, as the number two pick in the draft.
Right.
That's easy. That's a layup.
You already know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, that's not hard to do. That's not hard at all to represent Keyshawn Johnson. That's an easy layup. Now, what are you going to do to extend that? What are you doing to extend that? What are you doing to make things easier for me and my family as time goes by?
I want to get back to the point you just made, Jay, about there are people who, you know, there's hiring for the most competent, and then there's hiring with what you're familiar with, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was an article on Brian Daboll recently, the Giants head coach, came from Buffalo as the O coordinator, had a lot of success in both places, obviously. And I think it was in The Athletic.
It was in The Athletic, where he was talking about not bringing in people that he's known. Yes.
The way he assembled his staff was not to bring in just his safe comfort blankets, right? His little, you know, familiars. He had a different hiring process. Was that key?
His minions.
Yeah, right. No, he didn't do that. He sought out the most competent people for the job.
Yep.
And that made a difference. And that's difficult for a lot of people to do. And by the way, sometimes it does work. Just take who you're familiar with and comfortable with, but not always. No, you're right.
Because I am a person who I like to take people I'm comfortable with.
Me too.
Who I know I can trust. I don't need nobody telling my game plans and secrets and worried about trying to get another job, Jay picking up the phone, doing lunch break, calling teams. I don't want that guy. I need a guy focused in on what we doing in the building.
Yeah, because Key's part of the Parcells Mafia. They'd have a certain
way
of doing
it. That's when the guys are going to give me the best
deal. Key, am I right or wrong?
What's that? Give me the best deal.
I said, you're part of the whole Bill Parcells Mafia. Let's be honest about this now.
Yeah,
all you Parcells guys, buttoned up.
But it's just from the athlete side, Key, like Brian Daboll, who can make those type of decisions, is 48 years old. Right?
No, so you're right. He's making grown man decisions.
But also, Key, one of the disadvantages to athletes is that all of a sudden we have all these people coming at us and we don't have the 10 years of experience of being that understudy.
You just showed up. You're a teenager, like, also, basically.
All right, you're the guy. Now bet all these decisions upon who these people are. You don't even know how to explore who's most competent. Does it mean more to have a relationship with you? Does it mean you do the best deals, but do you have my best interest? So it's hard to gather all that information and make the best
decision. You balance loyalty and trust with competence and everything, yeah.
You know what? So when I was picking my agent, you can only imagine every cockroach came out of the walls trying to sign me.
And family members too, Q, because they got allegiances as well.
Yeah, but my family, they left it up to me and my mom.
That's a lucky one. You're lucky.
And my brother, and that was pretty much it. But when all the little I like to call them cockroaches, but all the little cockroaches was coming out of the walls, and they had everything and then some, right? But I made the decision that I wanted to go with a guy that I could trust, that could have the same vision as I had. Same vision. Because anybody, again, Jay, I could have hired you. You could have done my deal. Anybody could do the number one overall picks deal. It's not complicated. Mm-hmm. Here's the number. Here's what a guy went the year before. Put a percentage on it. Let's go.
Could anyone have done the Lamar deal?
Anyone could have done Lamar because it's Lamar.
So then in that case, Lamar was smart not to get an agent. He saved probably $3-5 million.
He saved himself. Well, you don't have to pay that much, but
out of 185?
Yeah, because I could cut a deal. Like Jay said, you want to do this for a point? Because I'm not using you anyway.
Right.
You could do it for a point.
To market to other players.
Yeah,
too.
I got my own.
So how much out of $185 is the agent getting?
3%. Let's say the max in football is 3%. That's the max.
Right. So that's already, you're talking about almost $5.5 million.
So $5.5 million if you go full 3%. And he was never going full 3%.
Sure, sure.
It wasn't gonna happen. He probably at the most would give somebody a point.
So $1.85 million, something almost $2 million.
Dude,
yeah.
You might give him a half a point.
Would it have been worth it $1 million or more to have an agent if you're Lamar? Maybe not. Especially if you want to. If it's important to Lamar that he does this his own way, he did it his own way. He got top of the market other than Deshaun.
I did it my way.
I mean, he still had all the resources, Key, from the NFLPA, right?
100%.
So it's like if you can utilize that and you have legal advice. I mean, I know so many lawyers that kind of wear agent-like hats, but they're not agents. Now, you have to be a registered agent in NFL, but it doesn't mean that somebody who isn't competent in the CBA can't advise you on how to handle the situation. Like, it's not preposterous.
There is basketball, by the way, coming up
tonight,
this weekend.
The Lakers.
Yeah, starting tonight. And Jay, Stacy's not on today.
Why not? No, Stacy needs to continue
to do the
game plan.
Draft game plan? We don't need a
Jay's game plan. Stacy's for later to criticize it. For now, it's your game plan. Jay's game plan coming up, NBA playoffs, KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, look, first off, we have the Yates. Game tonight. Yep. Key, go ahead. Talk to me. Key?
Yates.
Yes. Key, were you calling me? Okay. Anyway,
can you hear me now, Key?
Oh yeah. So moving forward, we got Golden State in Sacramento. Yeah, Golden State in Sacramento. So what's about to pop off in this game is De'Aaron Fox has been special. He's been leading the NBA playoffs in points per game, 31.5 points per game that he's been putting up points. But Domantas Sabonis needs to come to the party. That's 21 points in their game five, but still in these series, he's only averaging around 16 points per game. Like, they need to find a way to win the boards. Kevon Looney has been so impressive. He's been averaging around 20 rebounds per game in this series, Max. So minimizing the boards and then finding a way to slow down Steph. Steph has been prolific. You've heard us have conversations today about him potentially being the best player in basketball. I'm going to definitively say right now, with Giannis going out early in the first round, Steph is the best player in basketball right now.
Agreed.
He is on top of the mountain. Somebody else has to bring him down. But it's going to come down to defensively guarding him. And if you ever watch a game, just watch. If you're a player who wants to understand how to move without the ball, this dude, the way he runs without the ball, it's going to make you tired just watching him.
What do you
him.
Like so much about it, Jay?
It's perpetual movement. Think about when you go to the Y and you're trying to play pickup, and there's that one dude that moves all the time. Just times that times six, and just add to the equation the most prolific shooter.
Basketball.
Yeah, that's a legitimate question.
I can't hear.
Because when's the last time Max has been to the Y to play basketball?
No lie.
Was it probably, when we had our two-on-two
probably
tournament?
Probably 20 years.
No, our two-on-two tournament?
Our two-on-two tournament, I put up about a couple hundred free shots, free throws, the day before, like an idiot. But that was it. It wasn't like I was playing basketball. It was just shooting.
Yeah. So Sabonis, Malik Monk, somebody else needs to come to the table in a big-time way, considering Golden State is finding their groove offensively. Let's go to the last game of the night. You got Lakers and Grizzlies. Look, I think the Grizz are going to try to continue to keep the pace of the game, Key, at a very high level. This is attention to detail and a sense of urgency. I firmly believe that the rest of the team will follow suit with the way LeBron James approaches this game. He has to set the tone. I gave you the stat before in this series, 6 of 36 from the three-point line. 17% if you want to round up for LeBron James from behind the arc. He cannot settle. He cannot become content. If Xavier Tillman is on him, the way you get space to find your rhythm and lather from the jump shooting position is to attack the rim, get to the free throw line. AD needs to be aggressive. He said he needs to play 48 minutes tonight. You're asking me to play 48 minutes tonight. It sets the tone for how you go into the next series. Tonight is a must win for the Lakers, because if it goes back to Memphis, Memphis will win the series.
I know Key believes that also.
Are you saying that you don't believe that?
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case. The Lakers can win one on the road. Yeah.
Nah, they could.
They have a lot of factors going against
them. Guess what, though, Max?
What's that?
I could do a lot of stuff, too.
All right.
Don't mean it's going to happen.
Don't mean it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. And by the way, they could easily lose. But to say, like, I understand.
But then you're going back game seven on the road after you drop two in a row. You're more tired.
And even if you win.
And here's my thing. If LeBron gives everything tonight, trying to go for the win, which he will, and they lose that, they turn around back in Memphis. That's a lot to ask.
See, what
dude
I would
38
say is,
years old.
Even if you do win the game in Memphis, at that point you're cooked for Golden State. I'm assuming Golden State.
I think
State
you're cooked
out.
For Golden State regardless.
Yeah, you might
I
be.
I don't.
You might be. So, Jay, the Lakers win tonight. Lock it in.
What?
Are you locking in the Lakers win tonight?
The Wakers?
The
Wakers win tonight.
The Los Angeles Quakers by Matt Kellerman.
Do the Lakers win tonight? Yesterday. Are we going to lock this in?
4.5 tonight. I think they get it. But I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure.
You just said you think they get it. Now you're not
I think,
sure.
No,
maybe
I think
well,
they,
we need to
well,
lock it in.
Not definitive.
You know why we need to lock it in, Key?
I'm taking the points, though.
You know why we need to lock it in, right, Jay? Because Lock It In is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on Earth. On planet Earth.
Yeah, so what's this about? 4.5? I think it's 4.5 tonight.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You taking that? You taking the Lakers to
Yates,
cover?
You're such – listen to the way Yates answers that. Such a degenerate. Man. Like a real gambling – listen to that. You're like,
yeah,
so is it 4.5? Yates
yeah,
comes
man.
In.
Come on
yeah,
now.
Man.
Yates, you taking them to cover?
I ain't really messing with the spreads. No, I'm more with like the – I like no, D-Fox three threes, AD rebounds, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I got a parlay too. I got LeBron at 26. You know what I'm saying? I got Steph Curry at 35. You know, Clay at 22.
Kim, I'm going to need you to bring your IFB into the office here.
Bring your playbook.
I'm going to need you to bring your playbook in. It's time.
IFB into the office.
That's people at home. That's what we say when you get canned at a TV job. I'm going to need you to bring your IFB into the office here. We have not your playbook, not your key card, Key. Yeah.
That's what they tell you. That's what they tell you in football. They say, hey, well, I ain't never been told that, but they tell guys.
I've been told that with the Nets.
No, they just
Bobby
told
Marks,
me.
Jay, we're they called me on the
phone. They already knew me. They called me on the phone and said, eh, I think we're going to go in another direction right now. Okay, cool, man. Just have the equipment manager pack up my stuff and ship it to me. Never seen the facility again. But they tell them no, Jay. They say, coach wants to see you bring your playbook.
Oh, that one. Coach wants to see you bring
coach
your playbook.
Wants to see you. Hey, I Max, I really like you. You know,
wait,
you,
Key, wait, you wait. Got an opportunity. Why is it like every time you see that on Hard Knocks, too, the guy sits down, the coach goes, look, you're an incredible person.
Yeah, incredible person.
Only like, oh, you were I'm better cut. At football.
I'm cut. I'd rather be better at football than a person.
You know, yes. Our numbers.
Yeah,
our
hey,
numbers.
Coach, sit me down and say, I hate your guts, but, man, you can play.
No, our numbers,
boy, can you
though,
go.
That's not it, Max. Our numbers. They start with that one, too. You know, our numbers, we were looking at this thing, and you were right there.
You
don't
there.
Play specials. And our numbers don't allow. Oh, you know, we can't carry another guy, and our numbers are just
it's not my fault. It's the numbers'
wait,
fault.
Key, this one, Key. But you're going to make it. You're going to make a roster somewhere.
Just
I'm telling you,
they got different numbers.
Stay in shape, okay?
Stay ready.
Stay in shape. Because you never know what might happen. We can very easily call you back to stay in shape and, you know, just
it's not
working.
Over. It's not over.
Anytime you need anything, just reach out to me. Man, you have my number,
feeling.
Right?
Worst
you know feeling. Damn well I ain't got your number, so why you asking?
You ain't never. No, Coach, I don't got. Give me your number right now. Well, look, it's in the.
I'll give you my email.
The phone directory. All right, it's there. Reach out.
Just mean.
Reach out. Lies.
Just lies.
Just right to your face.
Man, Marty Herney. I know we gotta go, but Marty Herney, general manager of the Carolina Panthers, the year they released me, he calls me right after the draft. He goes, "Hey, minicamp. Hey, you don't need the key. You don't. You're a veteran. You don't need to worry about minicamp. We drafted Dwayne." And so I said, "Marty, it's a true story. I told this at Marty. Look, don't." Mess around, blah, 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 blah. Because we had a relationship. I said, look, dude, I get it. You want Dwayne and my cap number's high. Why don't you do me a favor?
Tell me the truth.
Why don't you just cut me?
Yeah, tell me the truth.
Cut me so I can either play or go do TV, whichever I want to do. He said, is that what you want? I said, yeah, sure. Next, like an hour later, they put me on a waiver wire. My agent called. I said, what do you do? What did you do? I said, I told him to release you. Why would you do that? I said, because I'm going to retire. He said, you're going to retire? I said, yeah, I'm retiring. I don't want to play football anymore. I'm done.
Kiwi.
That's how I retire.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Some of these guys are young. Ahead, they want to play football.
Hold on. So it's kind of ironic. So Bobby Marks cut Jay. Obviously, Tannenbaum traded Key. And all four of you just, you know, living happily, working at ESPN.
No, we're not living happily, you know. I mean, if you notice, every time Bobby or Mike come on, we both jab them nonstop.
Well, Mike traded me along
TV?
With Parcells in them, so I don't really, you know, I don't blame Mike. I don't blame anybody for trading.
It's
me.
Your
really,
fault, Tannenbaum.
You know what I realize about TV and radio and like media, ESPN, different places, is it's sort of the afterlife for a player, right? You kind of die and go to heaven, right? You don't have to worry about what happens on the field after a certain point at a certain profile because you're just going to just another like, place that's a lot easier.
But just like Max. When people die, everybody want to go to heaven.
Yeah,
but heaven ain't got a lot of room for a lot of people.
Yeah, but just if like you're the number ESPN one pick, number got, two pick, you know,
and everybody want to do what we do. Yeah. That athletes and all of them can't do it. So
right,
we
right.
don't want to set that precedent to think that hey, you retire, you're gonna go do TV and radio. Like some guys done tried it, as you know, and
that goes for GMs and coaches too. Key.
Yeah.
Or
some have tried it as GMs and coaches. But they die real quick.
Are the Seahawks Super Bowl contenders in the NFC? They got, like, you wouldn't think they needed yet another receiver.
The
they got
Cardinals
the best one
are.
In the draft. KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Woo! Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Super Bowl champion KJ Wright. What's going on, KJ?
Top of the morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
You're doing what's good, happening? KJ. What's popping?
What's happening, partner?
All good, all good. All good, all good.
What do you think about the Seahawks' two first-round picks last night?
Not only did we get the best cornerback in the draft, but we got the best wide receiver in this draft. I mean, you just look at what we did. Getting Witherspoon, tall, rangy, physical corner. Coach Carroll, we all know, has the DB background. He looks like he's trying to recreate something special over there in Seattle. So I love the pickup. Pair him with Tariq Woolen, Quandre Diggs, then you get Njigba. In the slot, messing him up with DK and Tyler. Isolate him against linebackers. That third down option, he could be fun to watch him. So Geno Smith has plenty of options. We took a big step forward in getting towards the NFC West division.
But, okay, so you are and bring Bobby Wagner back, obviously, as a veteran leader on the defensive mm-hmm. side of the ball. But the middle okay. of the middle of the pack, though, right? The beef up mm-hmm. front, when you going up against Philadelphia, you going up against San Francisco, and they like to gas you right up the middle right there. I thought Jalen Carter would have been a safer bet for what they need. How come you think they decided to go away from that?
They do need beef up front. They do need that man in the middle to control the trenches. But when you look at Jalen Carter, Keyshawn, they like this play. But if I'm going to take a guy that high, I need a guy that I could trust. I need a guy I can depend on. I need a guy that's going to play hard every single down. And with Jalen Carter, that is a question. That is the legitimate question. And I know that Coach Carroll, at his age, you know, he's not trying to fix guys at this point. He's the guy he can depend on, guys is going to play hard. And Jalen Carter, it is somewhat risky taking at the number five spot.
Hmm. Do you think the Seahawks, with looking how the NFC is currently constructed, KJ, are they Super Bowl contenders going into this season coming up?
No. Let's pump your brakes. Pump your brakes, Jay.
I'm just asking, KJ, because we Key and I were talking about before. We were talking about some of the top tier teams in the NFC, and it's like you're looking at the Seahawks, and like they're not that far off.
Compared to the Eagles, they're far off. Compared to the Niners, are still the top dogs over there in that division, and so they are building. They are still adding pieces. They still have a ways to go. Like Keith said, when it comes to our starting D linemen, you look at our backups, I can't name a player that we have backing up my defensive linemen. And so if you want to be a championship caliber team, you need their rotation. When I won my Super Bowl, our backups were just as good as our starters. And so they're making progress. I still believe in this draft. You got to get your quarterback of the future. I'm a big-time Geno fan. But, you know, Geno's going to year 11, so you got to get your quarterback of the future in this draft. And so they're taking the right steps, but Super Bowl, That's a very big word.
Okay. See, I got them. I got them in the, like the. I want to say they probably. What did I have them like sixth or seventh somewhere in there? Because I had Frisco. I mean, I had Philly, Frisco, Dallas, Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way that I laid it out. I got them in the top five in the NFC. I got them
I'll
in the top
that,
five
but
in
I'm
the NFC.
You, I take that, but I look at the Eagles. I don't see them. I don't see them dudes losing a game this year. Them dudes is stacked from left to right, every position, the quarterback, the D-line, the O-line. I don't see anybody getting close to them dudes.
What do you think about that?
The Seahawks, they're going to be in the playoffs, but it's going to be tough.
K.J. Wright, Super Bowl champion, former Seattle Seahawk, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and, of course, Max. What do you think about, you mentioned it, what do you think about Pete Carroll and the Seahawks taking a guy like Hendon Hooker with their next pick?
Look, I said this on my podcast the other day, and people call me. I said take him in the first round, pick number five. People call me crazy. But this guy is one of my favorite quarterbacks in this draft. When you go back and watch him when he played the University of Alabama, I'm like, this dude is about to be a superstar. This guy is going to be a star one day. And coming off of his ACL, he would have been the third quarterback taken in this draft, hands down, top 10 pick. I love me some Hendon Hooker. And so we'll see what they do. Seahawks have two picks in the second round, you know, have him groomed, you know, learn from Geno, scout team all year. When he gets this shot, this is going to be the dude.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft, but it would be like Seattle to somehow come away with him too after after that first round. You mentioned that the Eagles are on another level, and I agree. I think it's Eagles, space, Niners, whoever else. But that doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl. Like, you can still get bumped in the first round, right? Or are you saying that they're a lock to get out of the NFC, period?
The only team that could beat the Eagles is the Eagles at this point. They just have to do something. It has to be a terrible day when they get to playoffs. Jalen Hurts has to be all the way off. Max, I'm telling you, when you face a team like this, offense, defense, every level, well coached, led well.
Young blood coming in, like, you know. But yeah,
young, hungry. They're mad. They're angry that they lost the Super Bowl to that bad penalty. These dudes are going to be on a mission. And when you talk about when the who's that team? But when the Patriots went undefeated that last year, I legitimately see a 17-0 football team.
I look
at their division. They're going to run through that division. I look at led by Jalen Hurts, phenomenal quarterback. I don't see these guys losing at all this season.
See, the problem that I have with them, if it's going to be a problem, is they've got to replace Miles Sanders. They did that with Rashad Penny, which is whatever. I mean, we'll see what that is. But they got to replace two important pieces to the organization. Steichen, the offensive coordinator, is now the head coach in Indy. And the defensive coordinator, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, is now the head coach in Arizona. That's two big losses that people are not – they just looking at the talent of feeling, oh, they're talented. When you lose coordinators at the same time, in the same year, that's going to be rough on you. It's going to be rough.
Keyshawn,
so I don't know.
I don't want to disrespect any play callers out there, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But you can literally close your eyes and just point at a play call. Whatever you call, coach, we're going to make it work when it comes to this defense, when it comes to this front eight. There's not even a front four anymore. This front eight with these D linemen that they have, just let these guys pin their ears back and just stay out the way as a play caller. And so these dudes have everything they need. We know that the Jimmys and Joes win Super Bowls. X's and O's is important as well. But you need dudes to win championships. You need dudes to bring home their Lombardi trophy. And so they have every piece of that puzzle. And the sky's the limit for that football team.
Super Bowl champion K.J. Wright joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. K.J., Bryce Young went with the first pick in the draft. If you were David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, would you take Bryce Young with the first pick in the draft?
Absolutely. And you just cannot put a price tag on the it factor that young man has. I'm here in Kansas City now. And you just see it. You just watch the way he's carrying himself, just talking to everyone, you know, mingling with the fans. You see his leadership on the sideline when he plays with Alabama. This guy is just simply a winner. This guy's just well-groomed by Nick Saban. His great parents. The guys are going to naturally gravitate towards Bryce Young. And when things break down in the middle of the game, when things go bad, this is the guy that you want at your quarterback spot. When it's a two-minute drill, you're down by four, this is the quarterback you want to lead your team down the football field to win the ball game. So that it factor that he has, the leadership that he has, all the tangibles, Bryce Young is for sure the number one overall pick.
Wow, okay. I see you as the owner, KJ Wright. Now I want KJ Wright, the pit bull with the saliva coming off the left side of his face lined up in a three-point stance when you're watching film and you're looking at Bryce Young and you're saying to yourself, I got to go get that dude, that little dude? Oh, this is easy. This is easy. Now,
hey, KJ, before we let you go, real quick, who's better, Justin Herbert or Derek Carr?
What?
Who's better?
Come on, Max.
Why are you asking that?
Herbert is.
That wasn't the question.
Herbert. I just want people on the record.
Question.
No, because I,
the question is.
No.
Who's better, Bryce
Earlier
Young,
we were arguing, and
Bryce
Key and Jay, for some
Derek
reason,
Carr.
Think that
no.
Derek Carr is the
it
same
was
thing
Bryce
as Justin
Young
Herbert.
Or Derek
Thank you,
Carr.
KJ. Thank you.
KJ.
Appreciate
KJ,
it, fellas.
KJ,
Super Bowl
on,
champion.
KJ,
EJ,
hold
Ryan.
On.
Don't hang up,
Disagrees
KJ.
With you, Jay. No, you
that's,
no, agrees
you're
with
lying
this.
Not
people.
What we were
that's
saying.
That's what you
you're
were
lying
saying.
To people,
and
KJ.
I wanted him to tell me how
– no
I wanted him to talk about going and sacking a guy that's small like Bryce Young, but yo ass, man.
Yeah, we already know what it is. I know he's too small. We all agree he's too small, but it'll be good while it lasts, right? More KJM after Jay has this from Sony Pictures.
Now you're – The new movie, as Max and everybody knows, Big George Foreman, is based on the unbelievable true story of one of the greatest comebacks of all time. The film is a never-before-seen look into George Foreman's life inside and outside of the ring. From winning the Olympic gold medal and heavyweight championship of the world to retiring to then returning to the ring 10 years later only to win the heavyweight championship for a second time at the age of 45 years old. What? Early reactions are saying Big George Foreman is a 5-star film. You will enjoy every minute of his inspiring story. Big George Foreman, now playing exclusively in theaters. Get your tickets today. Rated PG-13.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And guys, let's close out the week. An eventful week.
Oh.
You know what I realized? Because the NBA is now not kind of obvious, right? It's hard to say who's going to win series, and we've had upsets and shocking upsets. And because the draft wasn't predictable, this whole week of sports has been fantastic because not only is it high stakes and high drama, it's really hard to understand what's going to happen. Like, it's hard to predict the outcome, unlike most first-round series in NBA history. There were some shockers. And by the way, even last night in the NBA draft, Will Levis, not only is he not going second or fourth, he ain't going at all in the first round.
There was the NBA draft last night?
Did I say NBA draft? Damn. It's been a long week. It's exciting, but the problem is when sports are on late at night and you have to get up at 4 in the morning for a morning show.
It kills you.
Terrell Is that right? Is it Terrelled with a T in Tennessee?
Correct. You pronounced it right. I sure appreciate that.
Cool. What's going on,
Terry? This is what I wanted to call. I've been hearing about Will Levis since yesterday. Can we just go ahead and admit that that was Mel Kiper's pick? Because I've never heard anybody talk about Will Levis. He had an awful year last year. This past season, he had an awful season. Mel Kiper was using the fact that the line was bad. He had some injuries. But even the three teams that needed a quarterback, you got a quarterback that's possibly too little. And then you have a quarterback that's possibly a future quarterback. They took him on his raw talent versus a quarterback that everybody thought was supposed to be going in the first round, who had more college experience, was more seasoned to be, you know, possibly. But obviously no NFL owner or team thought the way that I think Mel Kiper thought. That's the only person I've really heard.
Why do you think the odds went from 40-1 to 4-1 that he was going to go, I think it was first overall after that Reddit thread? Do you think that was all Mel Kiper?
I think the reports and the people that have been doing this for so long have a reputation for knowing what they talked about, that when they push stuff out, it changes everything. If Woj comes on and says somebody's going to play or they may not play, the odds in Vegas change strictly on Wojnarowski's word, correct?
Yeah, you're right. Like, our reporters are very, very good, and so they're highly credible, and they can move the odds. I would agree with that, yes.
So this time, you think a player that's gonna go in the top, maybe a lottery pick, maybe the, you know, first 10 picks or whatever, he's all the way out of the first round. They were that far off. All of the NFL executives, nobody saw the talent that Reddit or Mel Kiper saw to take a chance. They would rather take a chance on Anthony Richardson, who's a raw talent. They thought he was gonna be a project. Everybody was hoping he'd go to Seattle, where he could sit behind Geno Smith for a minute and learn, to where in 2 or 3 years he could be that quarterback because he has raw talent. They took him instead of Will Levis. I'd like to hear your comments on that. Thank you.
I mean, I always agreed, Key, that Richardson and Levis were the two that you would look at if you're looking for real upside, but it's going to take some time. Raw upside. And I always liked Richardson's raw upside better than Levis's raw upside. Anyone there?
Key?
No. I'm here.
No.
He was just listening.
What do you think, Key?
I mean, in the end, I think taking Richardson at 5 is too high if you're trying to sit him. Indy took him at 4, but for Seattle to take him at 5, they got more pressing needs than him. Will Levis will go to a team in the second round, which is still a high pick. You know, you're a top 60 pick in the National Football League. That's a high pick, man. The only thing changes is the economics. But you're expected to play if you're a top 60 pick. And he'll be a top 60 pick.
Rob in Garden City. What you got, Rob? What's popping?
Yo, hey, Max, you stepped on Keyshawn at the end of that last segment. I wanted to hear the answer, and I'm sure a lot of other listeners wanted to hear
it.
That
happens. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm not sorry about it. I'm unrepentant. Go ahead.
I think he was going.
And Keyshawn, I remember you. I'm in Garden City. You know Garden City. I used to go to Hofstra, see you in practice. And I remember one practice that really caught my attention. You put your arm around the tuna. You were standing there with your arm around him. And the idea of a player being so intimate with the coach sort of caught me by surprise.
Hey, Rob, where do you get the best pastrami in Garden City? Where do you get the best pastrami?
Key wants a couple places.
Yeah, a couple places
deli,
for it?
That's not too bad.
Okay, okay.
No, you can go to the Coliseum Deli and get one.
Really? How do you know this, Key?
Because the Coliseum Deli is across the street from Hofstra, and we used to go there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My father went to college. Yeah, my father went to college.
It's not about you, Max.
There's no telling.
It
is. I'll make it about me. Don't worry.
There's no telling why I had my hand around the tuna. I probably was trying to convince him into giving me an extension or something. I don't think that guy really appreciated you stepping on me, Max.
I know, and yet, nevertheless, it will change nothing. It was time to go to break, and I needed to know.
It's over here, man.
So, guys,
I just work here. I enjoyed the draft conversation with you guys today. I'm going to take the rest of the day off. I'm going to take the weekend off. And then I'm going to decide on whether or not I'm going to come and have a conversation with you on Monday over the weekend about the draft.
And why do you need to decide that?
because I don't want to be stepped on again.
Yeah, I get it. You know, sometimes it hurts that Max is so aware of other things and just chooses to have a lack of awareness about proper etiquette, about when we speak,
he's only aware of the things that he wants to be aware of.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah, that's true. And that's good. Why would I want to change that?
Whenever you work
with
somebody that doesn't pay attention to what's going on around him, it becomes very difficult to have these sort of conversations as a family.
Yeah, pocket awareness is not my strength. That's okay.
And one of the things that we must do is we must get it
together. Got to fight back, Key. Yeah, we got to fight back.
And well, we've been fighting for a long time, Jay.
And we've been fighting for a long time.
Speaking of fighting for a long time, you know what we haven't mentioned all show, Key?
No.
Who are the top three quarterbacks taken in the draft?
Three African-American quarterbacks.
Has that ever happened before?
That has never happened.
I can't believe you await until the last 2 minutes
of the show.
Well,
no one else brought it up. I figured
I
have to.
You're the host!
I have to bring
it up. You're
the host!
I have to speak truth to power. You two just, you know, come on.
No, I probably Jason Reed. I'm getting Jason Reed on so we can have a conversation Monday.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.